Geppetto.
Don't we break it?
Guess we need to.
Like to call up Ryan's about to super glue.
Or get a ball pen.
I hope the chief is taking care of us. Call Congress back to order after a brief recess to get copies of the rule in front of us. And it's rule amendment to rule 5.9. Page 16, insert Congressman Hamilton.
I'll make a motion to postpone the vote for the proposed rule change until all 12 members of Congress are here.
Second.
Point of order. Do you get to make a motion that's open-ended like that? Or does it need to be a day certain? Okay.
Well, he said until all Congress members are present.
Right.
That could be Friday or Monday.
Not the rest of the session.
Are you?
I'm lying.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor for discussion. Is there any more discussion? Congressman Walker.
Is that a rule change or anything? Or how many votes does that take, this whole rule Thanksgiving? Vote counts get confused.
That's the problem.
How many does it take?
How many votes would it take to?
Congressional rule.
Majority of the members present.
Guess what it's about.
Okay, so it would be 7 votes to postpone for the.
8 votes would have been required for the passage.
Six wouldn't.
For a rule change, majority of the members present. Congressman Walker, you have the floor.
So is, Madam Clerk, are you saying that it takes 5 plus 1?
To postpone. To adopt the amendment, it would take 8.
Right, but my question is, on this vote to postpone, it takes a simple majority. And the assistant chief could pass, could vote on this.
I withdraw my motion. How's that?
Just postpone.
Say that again, Congressman Walker.
I withdraw my motion.
So can the assistant chief vote?
You don't have a motion.
No, I made a motion. Okay. Draw your motion. I'll withdraw my motion and then we can get to
the Okay, so are we clear on the.
My motion was to pass the rule.
Did she make a motion?
I did.
Yes, there was prior to the recess. There was a motion to pass the rule, but everyone wanted a copy in front of them, so that's what the copy is about, and then we were moving on to vote on it.
I'll withdraw my motion.
I withdraw my motion.
Okay, motions have both. Both motions have been withdrawn. Congresswoman Edwards.
Are we on motions and notices now?
Point of order.
Okay. Yes, we are. And Congressman Walker.
Well, I'll make a motion to reinsert the same motion that she made.
Which was to vote on the rule passage right now.
Correct.
Okay. There's a motion. Is there a second? Okay, motion dies for a lack of second. Congressman.
Do we have to have some action on what to do with it, whether it be table, postpone, if it's only agenda, or do we just, what will the minutes say? I mean, it's an official item on the agenda, so can we just skip it without saying anything? I mean, official action?
I'm gonna go to the parliamentarian on that one.
Reports of committees on there every day too. I may not be in committees too.
Congressman, okay.
I'll let her. Let her answer, and I've got another question.
Okay. We would like to hear answer, and then Congressman Walker. Yeah. Right now, the clerk has the floor for a moment.
It would be the same as when we do not get to a piece of legislation in a committee meeting, and it's up to the chair or the speaker in this case to place that item on another agenda.
All right. Congressman Walker, you were next.
So would that be the same on like a piece of legislation that was up for a vote? Just make a motion to postpone?
You could. I mean, I guess it would, like she just said, it would be postponed and then it could be brought up on a future agenda.
Okay.
And then Congresswoman Edwards, you were next.
Well, the reason this is on the agenda is because it was requested to be as an agenda item. That doesn't keep it from being moved to be passed in motions and notices at any other time. Correct?
I would agree to that. Okay, now Congresswoman Whitehorn?
I was just wanting to move on our agenda.
Okay. All right, well, so we are now in motions and notices. Are there any motions or notices? Congresswoman Edwards?
Due to lack of quorum, the Congressional Affairs meeting immediately following session today is canceled.
So you can skip it. You can skip it.
What? Hold on, please. All right. So, before you announce the rest of the meetings, we have a report from OFPR as voted in a previous congressional session. You moved, Congresswoman Edwards, to have a report from OFPR every Thursday while we are in session. So we have Donna Buchanan from the OFPR office to present the third quarter report this morning.
Can I make a motion to amend the agenda and place that as an agenda item on the agendas, please?
Excuse me?
Can that be an agenda item, not under motions and notices, but a separate agenda item?
It was supposed to be, and that's why I just now talked to the clerk and said that was supposed to be on there. So
okay.
I don't know how exactly it got in motions and notices, and I don't recall it even looking that way. But here we are. So, and now Ms. Buchanan is here to give her report. Thank you for being here. Good morning.
Good morning, Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Chief. If you receive your report or copy of the report, if you return to page 6. Friday, September 1st, you received it from you. I took it up to them September 1st, they stepped in. And what's the title of them? It looks like this. Third quarter. If you don't have it,
I think mine's at my office.
And then at this time, since she'll be reporting every Thursday for the rest of the month, if she could just get through the report and give you the report without
September.
Asking a lot of questions at this time, so if we can just allow her to get through the report, and then perhaps if to save her time as well, that we could generate those questions and get them to her, and she can answer questions on previous, or excuse me, in future meetings on Thursdays. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So just for a summary of our operations for the third quarter, the Office of Fiscal Performance Review is on the last program, and all the departments that have not received an initial audit or review by the office. Through the knowledge and experience gained from the initial internal audits and the external auditor findings, we feel that we can focus on those programs and or departments that appear to need more intensive and frequent oversight through audits and reviews. And we've also started presenting statistical presentations in our audits and reviews regarding the number of clients, service, and the cost to provide the service per client, which is very beneficial to the nation. Also, the whistleblower hotline committee, we have been active. Reports have been forwarded to the proper management. Mr. Corbin was replaced with Elaine Hyatt, which is in the OFPR office, because the policies and procedures state that there's two from the assembly, the AG's office, and from the OFPR, and from from the executive, and so Elaine was put in that position once Mr. Corbin left. So we had three reports for this quarter. And also, we have two audit reports in the final stages of release, waiting on the responses, the exit conferences, and the final editing. And those audits were the Wajaji Early Learning Academy and the Boards and Commissions. And we currently have two audits in various stages at this time, the Osage Nation Foundation Board and the Osage Nation Home Health. And also, we're performing the audit of the Osage Casino Construction Project simultaneously with the construction activity. Elaine and I have been taking turns going to the construction meeting because I think two heads is better than one with such a large project. And so we've been doing that, and it's been quite interesting, actually. And as far as the construction goes, I don't know if y'all received your invitation, Jen, or not, but they're planning on a topping out ceremony for Monday, September the 18th at 10 o'clock. So you will be receiving invitations to that. Arrow Roofing will be starting hanging sheen rock in the basement this week. Framing on the first floor has started. Elliott Roofing is halfway through with the roof on the casino, and once that's done, they're going to put the logo on there. The bid package number 6 was sent out just this week, and that's for your shades, your window treatments, for wood flooring, and for a clean agent suppressing system. And that's what's going on with the casino right now. And that is all as far as what went on with the third quarter.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Edwards.
And when do we see those reports, or how do we access those reports?
We bring those reports to the clerk, and she stamps them in. And once they're stamped in, they are supposed to disperse those to y'all.
And are they also published for the benefit of the constituency?
Yes, there is a link on y'all's page to the OFPR reports. And OFPR also has a web page that those reports are on.
Okay.
Was your question for the casino construction or just the
overall quarterly reports as they are completed? Are they published to? And the answer was to.
Right. Okay. I was just clarifying whether you were asking for the casino because it's my understanding that there won't be a report until it's complete, correct?
To the very end, yes.
So I have a question about that. So if you come across something that during the course of your auditing that raises an issue to you, who's notified, if anyone?
Usually we go to the AG's office.
Okay. Is the Congress notified?
I'm really not sure.
Okay.
When you say usually, meaning that's what you would do in another case, you haven't had any issues come up with the casino construction yet, right?
No, not at all.
Or just, okay. Are there any other questions at this time? You have a chance to look over it and then prepare your questions for future discussions on the coming Thursday. Third and at this time, then Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Just one brief question. I noticed that you have the audits that you announced that you're completing, I think, were on maybe more external entities and not internal governmental entities. Was my hearing correct on that?
The Wajaji Early Learning Academy.
Okay, excuse me.
That's internal, but yes, the others with Boards and Commissions and Osage Nation Foundation. So yes.
So those are the ongoing that you have, and then you have two in the final stages, and two current ones.
Yes.
Okay.
Along with the casino.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I'm going to look at the law, but the only thing I would say is I thought that there was a schedule, and maybe there is or isn't, but I don't know that the Gaming Commission and the Enterprise Board, which neither of which are members of our legislative branch entities, direct the OFPR. So I would think that actually
while the casino project is part of the enterprise, which is part of the nation and not a separate legal entity, I don't know that a board can request that the OFPR undertake an audit. I believe the law would indicate that Congress does that, so. And then, but I'll look at the law because we are planning on some changes to the law in conjunction with the office, so. But I think that needs to be clear. I don't believe that it's, unless I'm mistaken, I believe the law says that Congress directs the OFPR.
Well, that is how the casino construction audit came up, was the Gaming Enterprise Board did request that.
That's not part of it.
In writing and asked for it. That's how it came about.
I know, but that's not how the OFPR operates. It is directed by the Congress. That was my point.
I see, yeah, we can look at it, but that is how that came to be. Mr. Cannon?
If I remember correctly, they did come to OFPR and then Mr. Corbin came to Congress with it, and Congress agreed to do that.
All right. Okay, so on.
That's true. I forgot that. I don't exactly.
It was in 2016.
Remember where we did that, but I was at the Gaming Enterprise Board meeting when that was specifically requested, but you're right, he did get a.
So we would have voted
maybe,
on it?
Maybe, you know, did all of Congress vote on that, or maybe it was in I can't recall. We'll look at it. But the Congress was made aware of it.
That's one of the issues that we've always had with the law, because I remember there's been some, in the beginning, it was a compromise to get it done, but it does say that the OFPR is directed by Congress. So I think we need some steps in the law that help us see how this process flows.
Yeah, the request was made and the commission agreed to it, and that's how it's supposed to operate, is you're in communication with the, it filters, I'm not, help me out with the wording here, but that it goes through the commission for you all, so. Okay. Anything else for now? Okay, if not, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Congresswoman Edwards?
Now, congressional voters is canceled.
Okay.
Canceled.
Mm-hmm. Congressman Walker.
Governmental Operations Committee meeting today, 1 to 3.
Thank you. Congressman Hamilton.
Education Committee meeting, 3:15 to 4:30.
Thank you. Congressman Supernaw.
The Commerce Subcommittee is meeting in an executive session, and I'm wondering where we would be meeting, because I think the work has to go on here, so I don't believe we can clear this whole
thing. There's a front office right there for mm-hmm. a meeting space with, congressmen are welcome to come, but there's the subcommittee and consists of Congressman Supernaw, Congresswoman Whitehorn, and myself, and then the AG's office will be attending. So I think we could meet in that front office right up there in the front of this building.
Yeah, I didn't mean that Congress wouldn't be welcome. Talking about our workers have to keep working.
I know you didn't. I was just
okay.
Putting it out there. So, but I think we have a space. Otherwise, depending on how many attend, we have the room upstairs. Okay.
So we'll meet up here.
Yes.
All right. We have the ability. Secret meeting will be at 4:30.
All right.
It was,
and he was kidding for the record. Our Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to adjourn till 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
All those in favor, say yes.
Yes.
The opposed, say no. We're adjourned until tomorrow at 10 a.m.
I'm on education. Who else is?